Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, the innovator of violence, the landlord of the House of Hardcore, and the heart and soul of professional wrestling, Tommy Dreamer and I talk AEW Dynamite, especially MJF. And speaking of MJF, that no good piece of garbage, who joins us but his mom, Nina Friedman, on the podcast today. Also, we get into Hangman Page and CM Punk. All that right now on the Busted Open Podcast. AEW Dynamite from last night. MJF kind of threw everything off just a little bit, Tommy, because I was asking, and I asked this question to you yesterday, and I asked this question to Tony Khan about what kind of ovation Wardlow was going to get last night. And I think it made it very clear that they did not like Wardlow by any stretch of the imagination. It was all about MJF. And speaking of MJF, finally, let's get to our guest to start off today's show, and that is Mrs. Maxwell Jacob Friedman, the mother of MJF. Nina Friedman joins us here.
I am NJF. That is NJF to you, Dave.
Listen, I got to say this, Nina, and I love you. You know how much I do, and I respect you and the family. Your son is a no-good piece of shit, your son.
You know, it's unbelievable, isn't it? I mean, I tried very hard to figure out how this happened. It did happen. But I will tell you, in that stadium last night, since my piece of shit son did not wish me a happy Mother's Day, you want to know what was amazing last night? Not seeing Max. I don't give a shit about that. What was amazing is how many people wished me a happy Mother's Day to take the place of that piece of crap.
Worthless, useless, piece of shit.
Isn't that unbelievable? I agree, and I swear to God, it's like I have my own set of people. They were even chanting Happy Mother's Day over near where we were sitting. So at least other people are decent and make up for the crappy times that I get from him.
And Tommy, and this is where I feel terrible for Nina, because, you know, we've talked about this before. He has great parents that have been completely supportive of his dream. And, let me say this, not the first, because obviously thousands of people were chanting it to you last night. But let me say here on national radio, happy Mother's Day, because I can't think of anybody that has done a better job than you. And I feel terrible of what you've created. And you know what?
How much shit can one person put up with? But I swear to God, everyone made up for it last night. Good. I was wished Happy Mother's Day by such decent gentlemen and women and kids and family. It was just wonderful. So I don't give a shit about that idiot.
And you know, and of course your husband too, Stephen, is an amazing job. Hardworking man, intelligent man, always supportive of your son. And that's the thing that bothers me, Nina, is he doesn't give a shit. And then you know what really bothers me on top of that is all those people in Long Island supporting him. If they would know what a worthless, useless piece of shit crap he was, things would be a lot different.
I think so also. It is unbelievable. The walls shake when he comes out. If they would know how indecent he yeah. is. They seem to get it in every other part of the country, though, which is, you know, good for me. But boy, when he comes to Long Island, it is a whole other story. But again, I know for sure, regardless, no matter what he does or says or the attention he brings there, thankfully, there's so many good, good fans out there that wish me a happy Mother's Day. And that was really, it warms my heart.
Trying to get Tommy Self. On the air. Oh, there we go. Go ahead, Tommy.
I could see, I was asking, when is the first time you've seen this with him? Is it because of wrestling? Is it an inflated ego since he joined AEW? Or is this something that happened a long, long time ago?
I have to say, and I've said this before, he was always such a sweet, sweet, good boy. So it was really shocking to us when he became such an asshole. Shocking. We definitely raised him well. He certainly has a privileged background, but I don't know, Tommy, it just seems like it's like his ego is too big to fit through the door. He has forgotten where he comes from. And you know, it's sickening. It's sickening. It should not be like this, but that is what it is. And like I've said to you before, I have two beautiful girls. Two out of three ain't bad. It happens all the time. Just grateful that I could tell you, if he would have been my only child, my life would suck.
Yeah, and thank God he's not. But you know what? What bothers me is it's with success. The more success he gets, it goes right to his head. He forgets the people that helped him. Listen, I would put him on the show before. Nobody knew who he was, and I put him on this show. And he broke my glasses. He actually took the glasses off my head, threw them on the ground, and stomped on them. I have bad eyes. So yeah, then I had to walk the streets in New York City.
You should definitely send him a bill for that. I could tell you right now.
Yeah, it's disheartening. But let me ask you this. Being there last night and hearing the crowd, do you get a little bit of satisfaction? Like, I understand things aren't good right now. Right. But to see him have the success, knowing that you were a big part of it, is there just a little bit of satisfaction in that?
It's definitely, the story is satisfying because it is a underdog story. That is for sure. The story is satisfying. But the end result of who he is such a crock of shit. And it is unbelievable to me that he is taking it like this. I mean, I hope I see a turnaround. I certainly hope I see a turnaround. We are still there. We are still supportive, but very disappointed. Very disappointed for his father and I, but grateful that there are so many wonderful fans that have embraced us and are kind and good to us. And, you know, I just got to hope it turns around. It's just, it's pathetic. What I mean, who doesn't wish their mother a happy Mother's Day? It's not normal.
It proves again he's a bad guy.
Just bad.
If I could harken back to the past, there was a very, very rich kid from Short Hills, New Jersey, named Raven, who had great parents, gave him everything, and he turned out to be a miserable. So I do blame wrestling. He was a very, very evil person. Now that he's older and out of the business, he's knocking probably on 60. He's a little bit nicer. So hopefully in about 40 some odd years, there'll be a nice change for MJF. Well,
what the fuck am I going to do with that? I'll be dead.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, Tommy, come on.
How is that going to help me?
Yeah. It's got to happen now. The guy's a miserable piece of shit. Fuck Tommy. Useless piece of shit. Fuck. She has done everything, worked hours, not only just an hour, her and Steven working hours to have the financial security, be able to live his dream. But not just that, the emotional support that this family has given him.
I hear you.
I
bought my parents a house, David. My parents supported me my whole life. I bought them a house, so hopefully he's good enough and he takes care of his parents.
Oh, you're a good boy. Could you call him or something? Because
he don't return my texts or calls anymore. He used to work all my House of Hardcore shows. He don't return anything. He's another guy on my list. I got a bunch of them. There's another guy, too.
There you go. Goes to show you what a piece of shit he is. My only hope is that Wardlow drops him on his head, knocks some sense into him, and maybe he comes back to his parents.
Yeah, I hope so too. Nina, I'm sorry, you know, because I know even his grandma, I mean, there's other family that's now involved in this as well, which
is
heartbreaking.
Very, very, very sad. I guess some people just go down the wrong road. He's very selfish, self-centered. This is all he cares about. And we're paying the price. Well, you know, what can I do? I hope in time, like I said, Wardlow drops him on his fucking head, fixes his brains a little bit, and maybe I'll be lucky.
Nina, I want to appreciate you taking the time to call in this morning. It's important. I hope everybody goes on social media, wishes you a happy Mother's Day because you deserve it, because You did your job, Nina, and you did your job well. And we love you here. You're both great parents. This is not your fault. Okay.
I definitely know that. I hope he comes back eventually. Really sad. Time is ticking. Nobody knows how long they're going to be here. It's no joke.
I know. We love you. Just know that we love you. We support you. We don't blame you for, you know, what is going on with this piece of shit and the fucking people from Long Island. Cheering. What does that tell you about the people from Long Island, for God's sake?
I got to start looking at my neighbors a little harder, I think. This is a little ridiculous. Absolutely.
Yeah. Nina, thank you.
Thank you, guys, and have a really great day. And thanks for taking time to wish me a happy Mother's Day, because I fucking deserve it. Yep.
You do. You do fucking deserve it. There's no doubt about that. Nina Friedman, Tommy. I mean, you got to feel bad for somebody like that. Works her fucking life to support this guy so he could have a dream. And a useless piece of shit. Fuck what he's done to her and Steven. Amazing people. Useless piece of shit. Fuck. I feel bad. It's heartbreak. It's heartbreaking, Tommy.
The OG salt of the earth right there. Doesn't like the salt of her womb.
God, love Nina. I wish her and Steven the best because they deserve it. Thank God they had other kids. Good thing for Steven that he was able, you know, perform to do that, but have multiple kids. Because if they just had one kid, imagine the heartbreak if they just had one kid. Imagine.
We should have asked her if he even gets her comps. Maybe Tony Khan probably does, but
I'm sure Tony Khan will take care of him. And I'm glad that the people, I just made a bad remark about the people from Long Island. At least people in the crowd wished her a happy Mother's Day because she deserves it.
They should have had Wardlow get the free comps for the parents and then have his mother cut that promo in Long Island. She would be the most over figure ever, especially in Long Island.
All right. Well, we thank Nina Friedman. Again, please, if you can, go out to social media. I'm going to wish her a happy Mother's Day. I wish everybody follows suit.
Hi, everyone. This is Hall of Fame sportscaster Leslie Visser. After 45 years of covering everything in sports, I've been lucky to know some of the greatest personalities, storytellers, and legends. And I bring it all to my podcast, In Conversation with Leslie Visser. You'll hear from coaches, players, authors, and celebrities like Kansas City Chiefs superfan Eric Stonestreet.
There are a few immediate yeses, and talking to you was an immediate yes.
New episodes come out every Thursday. I hope you'll listen and subscribe wherever you stream your podcasts.
Every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with an American Home Shield warranty. Unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater won't break the bank with an American Home Shield warranty. Because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of. Choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then it's simple. When a covered item in your home breaks, contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix it or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. Right now, you can take 20% off. Go to ahs.com/bustedopen now to save 20%. That's ahs.com/bustedopen for 20% off any plan. American Home Shield. Don't worry, be warranted. See ahs.com/contract for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn could be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Download Earned In today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earn In app, type in Busted Open under podcast when you sign up. Busted Open under podcast. Earn In is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. When you hear that Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, you're probably thinking, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. It's crystal clear, and it doesn't kill my monthly budget. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Punk doesn't care if you love him or not. Why he came back? It was to get that AEW World Heavyweight Championship. And I have a feeling that's exactly what's going to happen, Tommy, at Double or Nothing in Vegas.
Man, yes. Listen, I love CM Punk. I love CM Punk's promos. He's a storyteller. He's a storyteller in his matches. He's also a storyteller with his promos. And what he was saying was not all that heelish. It's being a competitor. It's being wanting to be what he has always advertised himself to be, the best in the world. If you think about why he left the WWE, why did he leave the WWE, David? Because he wanted to main event WrestleMania, and they told him no matter how much, and it wasn't happening. And then all the other spirals. But think about that. That's true to his character slash true to the real life of him.
Well, boy, you're throwing out a lot, Tommy, because I enjoy CM Punk. Now, was CM Punk, when he was world champion with the WWE, was he in the main event? The answer to that is no. Why? John Cena was at the top of the card. Whether Cena had the championship or not, and I'll use the No Way Out pay-per-view as an example on Father's Day, you know, back when he was champion. He wasn't in the main event. It was John Cena because it's John Cena. Now, could you make the argument that he did have a record run as champion? He did. Did he face The Undertaker at WrestleMania, which sometimes is bigger than being in a championship match at WrestleMania? He did. But I think it did bother him, and not just him, but his fans as well, Tommy, that he was never in, I don't think he ever was in a main event pay-per-view.
Of WrestleMania, correct. And yeah. He also kind of worked. This was a big, I know we're getting off topic, but this was a big thing amongst WWE performers where we're out there humping it all throughout the week, working house shows, all that stuff. And then here comes the bigger cards, and then they get replaced with either part-timers slash and or celebrities for WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Or switching the title to go into the bigger show, but you kind of forget about the guys who got you to the dance.
True.
That's a big, big thing for him. It led to him leaving, led to him in a strained relationship for a long, long time with WWE forever. Who cares? We got to see a better CM Punk. We're happy to have CM Punk back now, but he's going for the title picture because, listen, man, you don't know behind the scenes. You don't know if these two guys get along. Don't know if they knew each other beforehand. Who the hell knows? But one guy has something that another guy wants. And that other guy wants to be the top guy in the company. The other guy currently is the top guy of the company. And if you think about it, where sometimes there's parallels. Do you view Hangman Page as the face of AEW? And I think most people say no.
Yeah, I agree.
But yet he's the champion. And
wow.
He has carried the company through the Kenny Omega not here era.
It's true.
And has drew hell of houses. And with him being as the champ. So if you're going to come in here and you're going to try to take what I got, because where's Hangman Page going to go once that title's gone? Wow. That title kind of defines Hangman Page. You're shaking your head, and because I got you.
No, I mean, what you're doing is you're throwing out scenarios and points, Tommy, that are blowing me away.
I know.
Let's put Punk aside for just a second, because you actually gave a lot on Punk, but I'm going to put that to the side for just a second. Hangman Page. You mentioned that Hangman Page has been your AEW World Heavyweight Champion at a tough time, believe it or not, because Kenny Omega, one of the pillars, I believe, of this company, has been gone. And Hangman Page has done a really good job. And he's done a really good job as champion. I think it was a great story going in. But I think you're 1,000% right, Tommy. If you went up to 10 AEW fans and you asked them, is Hangman Page the face of AEW? I think maybe one or two would say, yes, he is. The majority would say no, even though he had the biggest story, and even though right now he's your AEW World Heavyweight Champion. And you threw out something else, Tommy, that I think is a phenomenal point. Where would Hangman Page be if he doesn't have that AEW World Heavyweight Championship around his waist? Punk, I don't think, needs the championship. Punk's Punk. But Hangman Page is defined by that championship. It's amazing. Three amazing points you made, Tommy, on Hangman Page.
And the other part about it, Punk's ego defines that he's the champion. Because Punk has always said that he's the best in the world. And so to answer your question, he's not coming back just for the payday. Because I don't think he really needed it, though I'm sure he's getting paid well. But he's coming back because, Dave, trust me, man, he's also probably coming back to prove to stick it up WWE's ass. Because, hey, look what we're doing now. And then it's a bigger question to see, like, if I own AEW, I have Hangman Page. This guy's drawing for me. And if I put it on Punk, because, I mean, you think about everything that happened. Did AEW get the notoriety and recognition before Punk came in? Had a little bit, but when Punk came in, it was mainstream.
It went to another level. Yeah.
We talked about this forever, more so than Bryan Danielson.
Agreed.
And Bryan Danielson, I mean, the massive star, had his own movement. But CM Punk is driven for that. And literally, it, like, again, I said, I don't feel what CM Punk said being heelish. Last week, I viewed what Hangman Page said was heelish. That's why, and I know Paul had the disconnect, but for me, it's not a disconnect. For me, it's I'm going out there and saying stuff because I'm the champion. And I'll tell, I have said this to many, many people, not many people, but a few people. I've looked people right in their eyes that have screwed me over. And I've said, I know you screwed me over, and I'm going to get you back. And one day, when I get you back, like a man, unlike what you did, I'm going to tell it to your face. And I've gotten those people back. And I've also said, hey, I want to fight you right now. Would you like to fight? And most people pussied out. And then I said, cool. One day, I'll probably going to want to fight you again. Let me know when that happens. And most of those people, when I see them in the back of the head, that'll be ingrained. Shit, Dreamer may want to beat me up today. Those are some real, that's real life. That's not like wrestling angles. Because I've said, and to important people. But That is me laying down my law. Both Hangman Page and CM Punk have hung down their law. And it's an interesting battle to have.
Tommy, Gabby and I were at AEW Revolution, what was that, the beginning of March, a couple months ago. We saw what he did in Orlando in that match with MJF, the dog collar match. In the media scrum afterwards, CM Punk broke down and cried. Like, it totally took me by surprise, because when I think of CM Punk, I got to admit, I think of somebody who's kind of jaded, kind of been there, done that, kind of lost his love and passion for pro wrestling. I wasn't sure why he came back. But in that moment at Revolution, I understood why. He fell back in love with wrestling. And to see him break down and cry over a match, and he did, because I think he found his passion again. We've all been there, you know, whether it was a relationship, a family member, where there's love, you've fallen out of love and you fall back in love. I was there the moment that CM Punk fell back in love with pro wrestling. I saw it with my own two eyes, with him bawling after that match with MJF. And I was like, wow, I felt good for him, because I was like, man, this, imagine losing touch with something that you completely love to the point where you hate it. And that's where CM Punk was. But to your point, Tommy, I think now he has something to prove. Now I think he probably does. I can't speak for CM Punk. This is just my opinion. I think he does want to shove it up WWE's ass. I think he wants that championship at Double or Nothing, and then prove, you know what? Not only I could be champion, but I could be at the top of the card, and I could draw money for this company. I could bring ratings. I could put asses in seats. I think he has something to prove now as a pro wrestler, Tommy.
Hell yeah. And Dave, I have a different relationship with a lot of men and women in wrestling. For CM Punk, for those 7 years that he was gone, I spoke to him and I would send him stupid random wrestling stuff. And then there was other times when, like, I'd be at a crappy indie show and he's like, why do you still do it? And I'd be like, because I love it. And he would write back, I do too. So I see that in him. For whatever people want to say, act, and yeah, man, life, wrestling can beat you down. If I can say two things, one would be, and I know Dave, this can relate. There's people that hate their ex-wife or ex-husband. Hate. But what do they usually then say? But God, I have beautiful kids because of it. That's your relationship back with sometimes with wrestling. And I'll tell you the greatest thing about last night's entire friggin' show is what made me love professional wrestling and trumps every single thing we're talking about. And when you want to talk about somebody's love of professional wrestling, I got to witness that last night and it made me super duper happy, because I was just like, wow. And I don't think a lot of people do, but I told you, I always think differently. The fact that Martha Hart can sit at a wrestling show with her children, smile, do a peace sign, continue to smile while watching professional wrestling. Dude, you have to think of how deep and how many levels that takes you. And then you have to think about how this trumps all this stuff that we're talking about and getting back in that moment. But again, with her, just seeing her out there smiling and being a part of a show speaks volumes to how special that show was and speaks volume of how special AEW is. That's massive. And that's something that everybody needs to digest. And all these haters between AEW and WWE, just shut the fuck up for once in your life and just appreciate this beauty and this art form called professional wrestling across the board, no matter what it is. And just think about that, because I don't know if it was me, if I could ever watch wrestling again, let alone attend it, let alone smile. So there you go.
Tommy, I legit got goosebumps when they went to Martha Hart in the box where she was, and she was cheering. And that just got me. Now, when it comes to Punk and Hangman Page, I want to go to the other side with Hangman Page and what this could do in the future. And let's keep it real for a second, because we talk about CM Punk and we talk about Hangman Page. Hangman Page, I believe they told the two-year story with Hangman Page. Hangman Page had that big match with Chris Jericho to see who was going to be the first ever AEW World Heavyweight Champion. It went to Jericho. There were fans that were upset because they wanted it to see go to Hangman Page. What did that do? That just built interest in Hangman Page. I feel this is a little bit of a dangerous situation for AEW, but more so for Hangman Page. He's going up at Double or Nothing against CM Punk. CM Punk, one of, if not the most popular wrestler in AEW. This could be devastating for Hangman Page. You might go to that arena, and it's most likely that the fans are going to be behind CM Punk and not Hangman Page. And I firmly believe, Tommy, we're going to have a new champion at Double or Nothing.
We have a few more weeks build to this, and it's going to be interesting. Here's what I would say to you. I mean, you already kind of gave the answer where you feel CM Punk is going to win the title. Yes. Do you think, or did you ever think that MJF would have beaten CM Punk? I think the answer would have been no.
No.
But that happened. You never know what could happen, but here's the best part. You're going to this show. I heard you talking to Tony Khan. You're going to the show no matter what. Even if you didn't have your free tickets, you'd still want to go, and or you'd watch it on television, pay-per-view.
Of course.
Because it's an interesting match. And both guys are defined by that title. Where they go from it, how they're getting there, it's interesting. But yes, Paige's rise is awesome, and so is CM Punk's return. And then it's if Paige beats him, then it solidifies Paige.
True.
If Paige doesn't beat him, then it's okay, where do I go with Paige? Because now I got to worry about CM Punk. Because, hey, if you don't think there's money in Hangman Page versus Kenny Omega or CM Punk versus Kenny Omega, there's money in both.
What would it do to Hangman Page if he loses that Double or Nothing to CM Punk?
I don't know. There's, I mean, you and I have talked about this forever. If you look at the history of professional wrestling, once you get to the mountaintop, how hard is it to get back there once you lose it? A lot of wrestlers don't. That's why it's when they say, hey, I was the world champion for if it's a one and done, or if it's a multiple time world champion, that means you kept on reinvesting in yourself and kept changing and kept, you know, we're looking at, everyone's talking about the greatest work Roman Reigns has ever done. How many times world champion has he been? A lot. And yet we're seeing this greatest version of him now. Or, you know, your favorite professional wrestler, Charlotte Flair. How many times has she been the champion? How many different versions are we going to see of her? But when you're that good, you can continue to get yourself back to the title. You then have to look at, you know, there's so many different ways to measure it, but old school philosophy, Hangman Page, pay-per-view buys, asses in seats. He's done that. So he's a top guy. So now where do I go with this top guy? That's the interesting part.
All right, let me ask you this, Tommy, because I think he's a top guy. He's your world champion. And we've seen him in some marquee matchups. One example would be the match that he had with Bryan Danielson. But we also said that most people would not regard him as the face of AEW, even though he's the world champion. If Punk was to win that world championship at Double or Nothing, is Punk now the face of AEW?
No, but I don't view Hangman Page as the face of AEW either. But I feel more eyes would be on the prize. You could go more places without CM Punk being the champion. I don't know where you go with Hangman Page not being the champion, unless you totally turn him heel. you have Punk beat Page, and then here comes Kenny Omega, and then you flip it. Because when Kenny Omega comes back, Kenny Omega is going to be the biggest babyface of all time. And then you have Kenny Omega as the babyface and Hangman Page as the heel. It's a flipped main event.
So in that respect, is it best for business to put the title on CM Punk if you have a Kenny Omega waiting in the wings, so to speak?
It's such a hard call.
It is. It's tough, right?
I say yes. But this will sound weird. Punk is an unproven commodity in AEW when it comes to selling out for main events because he hasn't done it. You can go off your past, but your past, like if I look at, you know, real sports, well, how many rings did he win somewhere else? Like what would be the big greatest knock on Tom Brady if Tom Brady never won that ring with Tampa? Because, oh, it was the coach and it was the Patriots. No, it's Tom Brady. You know how that answer is? Because he won it with another team.
Yeah.
Then you also get so many players. Well, he won it with, you know, Joe Montana, greatest quarterback of all time. He didn't win it with the Chiefs, though. So Joe Montana, great, unproven for Kansas City, but proven for San Francisco. That's what I'm trying to say with CM Punk. Proven with WWE, not proven with AEW.
I'm going to throw out something else that a lot of people might find outlandish.
I look forward to it.
All right. We talk about the WWE, right? And the WWE as a brand. We always call it like, you know what? It's the big wheel and the wrestlers are just spokes in the wheel, especially now. This is a different era other than the Cenas and the Rocks and the Austins and the Hogans. It's more about the brand than it is at one particular wrestler, right? I don't think that's the case right now with the WWE. Roman is the guy. I really believe if there's a pay-per-view or a show and Roman's not on it, it's going to be a different type of audience than if Roman is on it. I think Roman in the WWE puts asses in seats. It's not so much the branding of WWE. It's Roman right now, which is a credit to Roman Reigns. On the flip side, with AEW, I don't think there is one particular wrestler that sells seats for AEW. I think it's the brand AEW that sells seats and not one particular wrestler. So, you know what? If AEW is coming with Double or Nothing and they're going to have their show and it sells out, which this show has sold out, it may not be based on the back of one particular wrestler. Though I think in the WWE, it does with Roman Reigns. Do you agree with that statement?
I agree, and I'm going to tell you why you're 100% correct, and there's no debate. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
How many times do you hear the fans chant WWE?
Never.
Never. It's because WWE always goes with that one guy, and everything else is part of the machine. But it's that one guy, that one cyborg who's running the machine. ECW was the first wrestling company to have that created. And why? Because we did it so because we knew we couldn't compete. And then it just became a thing. Then Ring of Honor has done it and the AEW has done it. But through the years, that was a branding tool for the company. Never did it for WCW. Only happened in one company. And then, yes, they'll chant it for ROH, because they were the underdog. And that was how that was built, because they knew people would be plucked and gone away. But if you exactly what you said is because WWE, throughout the annals of their history, Bruno Sammartino, Bob Backlund, Bret Hart, Steve Austin, The Rock, Hulk Hogan, it's always been the one, Roman Reigns, John Cena. It's always been the one person pushes the cart, and he's their top guy. And with AEW, yes, Tony Khan still talks that it's a young company to be so successful, but they have a bevy of stars. They have so many big name stars. But for you and I who watch this, we literally discuss this every week. We're like, who would be the face of AEW? You can make an argument.
Omega, Punk, Moxley, okay. Like there's, but in the WWE, it's Roman Reigns. Period. End of sentence.
You and I have discussed about these great tag teams. We had a full discussion with FTR, greatest modern tag team, blah, blah, blah. Most people are talking AEW. And then at the end, we're like, oh, by the way, they're not the tag team champions.
Yeah.
So there's, it's a great thing to have because you have depth. I'm a baseball fan. New York Yankees have not had a face of the team since Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter has retired. Who's the face of the team? Everybody wants Aaron Judge. They haven't given him a contract yet. So the face.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, he's the face, but not really, because the team hasn't invested in him totally. So it's a hard call, really, really hard call to make.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. The producer is Gabby Laspisa. The associate producer is Andre Viola. Sound design by Neri Bailon. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Mother Marissa Rivas.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.